possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Taking a look over at the Twitch board. Second reference today, Packers got their Reggie White 2.0. Game wrecker, future Hall of Famer, problem for everybody who plays Green Bay and for Detroit, who will play them at least twice this season. Green Bay is currently the favorite to win the NFC North.
And I asked for the reaction, and instantly on Twitch, in all caps, not the Packers. Why?
Right, anybody else, man. Go to Buffalo.
Yeah, hell. I mean, go to Kansas City.
Right, worry about that later. 248-539-9797. Tech says, Rod Wood told Carson Anderson the Lions are all in already. No. No and no, to use a Steve Yzerman drop, and absolutely not. You're not all in. All in would be saying we're going to burn the roster down in 2027 to win the Super Bowl today. That would be all in. All in would be saying we don't care that we can't pay J-Mo, Laporta. We're not sure if we can keep Brian Branch. We may have to cut Kirby Joseph in 27. We're okay with it because we can keep everybody in-house and win the Super Bowl. That's what all in would mean. They are not all in. Green Bay is. And it's why Green Bay's desperation has made this a hell of a fight for this season.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the phones. 248-539-9797. Mitchell, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? First of all, John, go blue.
Go blue.
And I don't understand how he lets this happen within the division. And I get it. All these other players to pay. But now we have to play this guy twice a year and Brad Holmes hasn't even made the phone call to Zedarius.
Yeah, it's the other side of this, right? Is Holmes yesterday at the podium saying no serious talks, no recent talks with Zedarius.
It's mind-numbing to me, and I don't understand it. We're going into the season with three defensive ends on the roster. A banged-up Frankenstein Marcus Davenport, it doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, the gamble is Marcus Davenport's going to be good, and he's going to be healthy. That's the gamble.
But is it a wise gamble?
I'm okay. Is any gamble wise? Like, there's some that are, some that aren't, and I don't think so. No,
I don't think
he's going to be healthy.
We don't believe he's going to go the distance this season for the Detroit Lions. Yeah, it's a tough pill to swallow because it's in your division.
Yeah.
Let's get you got thoughts?
No.
Kevin in Belleville, we wanted to hear from you guys. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good morning.
Yeah, I was reacting to John's question. The word I wanted to say, I can't say in the air, but I was shocked. You know, you wonder if, did Holmes even try to go after him? They had that roster spot that they were holding. Was he trying to make a move? I'd like to hear if that comes out, but the Lions just took a back seat in the division on paper. We got to let it play out, but you know, I was just shocked that it happened.
Yeah, I mean, publicly, Holmes has not given any indication that this is something he would pursue.
Yeah, and I'm also not ready to say that the Lions are taking a back seat in the division. the division got a lot harder. There's no question about it. And I know, you know, the betting sites are all putting the Green Bay as the favorite to win the division by a slim margin. Mm-hmm. I think they're eye to eye. I think this is going to, it was going to be a dogfight to begin with because they weren't going to go and win 15 games this year. Now, all of a sudden, it just got a lot more competitive. Is 11, even 12, going to be enough to win the division?
That's a great way of looking at it. What we thought could get the division win might not be.
Right. Instead of competing with Minnesota and you meet with 14 wins apiece, like happened last year. And again, I'm not saying that the Lions are going to have 14 wins, but is now you're looking at every week what happens in Green Bay, what happens in Detroit.
Let me put it to you this way. We've been giving people the division odds, and it really is kind of a 1A, 1B, Green Bay slight favorites. I don't know how much of that is instant reaction to the market. I think eye level is the best way to put it. You're going into a backyard brawl, eye level, with the Green Bay Packers. Super Bowl odds, John? You have Baltimore and Buffalo, number one. You have Philadelphia and Kansas City right behind them. And tied at 12-1 are the Lions and the Packers. So you want to see, it's not just division. They've elevated themselves to that level.
Some of that with those numbers, though, they're simply protecting themselves because they knew the splash was coming from a public that gets caught up in moves like these. And like to me, I actually think the first game became more winnable. I do. I believe that you got 10 days to get on in there. I think he'll play. There is some question whether he'll play.
I think he'll play.
You hurt your run defense. I think the Lions are going to gash him. I think you're going to bring him in. He's not going to have enough time to catch up. He's going to over pursue one trick pony coming off the edge, and the Lions will take advantage of that.
I mean, maybe
that. Okay, that's a possibility, and it's and I'll go with it for a little bit. But I have also played against defenses, mainly when the Chargers were in San Diego, where they had a player in Junior Seau, who did nothing within the defense's parameters. He would just go on feel. He would just go on. He would be, and his teammates would be mad because there were a couple of times where he would hit a gap because he felt like that was just the best gap to hit. Had nothing to do with the parameters of the defense. They would get gashed. But then more times than not, he would make a play.
I think the absence of Kenny Clark will hurt the Packers in week one. I think it'll be a neutralized situation.
I think you're grossly over-exaggerating Kenny Clark, who is 30 years old and have been heading downwards the last several seasons.
He's not Micah Parsons, no.
But and Micah Parsons, who's a gold jacket guy.
Yeah, and he's just going to hit the field running with a new team 10 days in. To me, I would borderline question whether playing the game or understanding how the game works. Like you're not... You just think he's going to walk in and he's going to be the player he's always been. Usually that doesn't happen the first time a guy takes a field. But with 10 days to prepare.
Tom,
the
I don't even
difference
wanna...
about a if it was an offensive player, I would say I would back you 100%. And I'm not saying you're wrong, but for defense, especially a guy with his just pure talent and athletic ability, he could, let's just say he gets 45 snaps.
Yeah.
Right, and it's probably, let's say 40 snaps. It's about half of the defensive snaps. He's only got to dominate for two or three of those. And is it a sack fumble? Is it rushing a quarterback and then there's a pick?
I will be with you guys in terms of he has a higher probability of making a high impact play in that game. So the 2 to 3 plays, you know what? That's on Jared Goff to not to screw up.
You're 100% correct.
With a rebuilding offensive line, rebuilt with two very young, inexperienced guards. And if the tackles are helping them and one play goes awry, look, I'm not even trying to fight you on this. I'm not conceding week one. I think the Lions could go in there and win that football game. This deal was not made for week one.
Yeah, but that's a huge game for this season. A road win at the second best team in the division. That's what's changed my mind. I was a Minnesota guy for second in division this year. Mm-hmm. This now makes Green Bay second best team in the division.
I would agree with that. Okay. 2-4. Because I was on the same bus as you.
And so you can understand where if you were me and you already had Green Bay number two, how significant this move really is in the division. I say they're eye to eye. Matt, what say you? You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
I just want to kind of comment with you guys what you guys are saying about the whole Packers thing. I mean, you got a guy like Micah Parsons, right? I mean, he's going to come in and do everything on the edge, right? I mean, defense is a whole different position than learning an offense, right? I mean, him being on the edge, he's able to, you know, you're right, take those two kind of guards and kind of go at Goff. Now, I'm not saying that the Lions don't have a shot of beating the Packers, but I do think this makes the, you know, the Packers significantly better. And, you know, I hate the Packers. There's two things I hate out of Michigan, and that's Ohio State and the Green Bay Packers.
Amen, brother.
Now, amen, right? So at the end of the day, I still think, like, the Lions are the number one team of the division based off of our offense, based off of our defense, and our, I mean, we just signed DJ Reed. We got additions into our defense. But, I mean, at the end of the day, Brad Holmes is kind of sitting down, and he's not really doing anything. Like, have that conversation with Zadarius. Like, you could have went and got, you know, Trey Hendrickson. Obviously, we have to pay people next year. But, I mean, I would have liked to see something out of Brad Holmes. But there is still one roster spot open. So we only have 52 people on the team, so I'd like to see what Brad Holmes does, if he does anything at all.
Matt, appreciate the phone call. If you look back to the Khalil Mack trade, 2018 was that trade. His first game with Green Bay, he had a sack and a forced fumble. Mm-hmm. Brand new team, right out of the gate, right out of the box. And I think you're right to say this. Parsons is a better player.
Oh, yeah. There's no question.
And I mean, this Green Bay team is better than that 2018 Bears team. That Bears team had Matt Nagy and Mitch Trubisky. And by the way, they ended up winning the division with the number one defense, led by a move like this. Mm-hmm. 248-539-9797. Lions fans are on hold. We're going to talk to you guys all show long. Micah Parsons in the division. It's 97-1.
At First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities and strong relationships. They have a new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit. First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, it's exactly what they've done for me over the years and for my family, so that's why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. All you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If that's the case, if they were talking about this in the spring, why not make it in the spring? Do you think that they would have gotten more in return? Because everybody right now is looking at it going, two firsts and a 30-year-old defensive lineman?
But he could stop the run, John.
I tell you, he would have gotten more if this happened in the spring. And it would have been more impactful if it happened before the draft. So you would have had two, maybe three first rounds. Or two first rounds and a couple of seconds.
If you didn't know, that was Jerry Jones. They are not happy in Dallas. I sent you guys a text last night. It was a black and white photo of Jerry, and it said, heartbreaking, Cowboy owner GM Jerry Jones found alive in his home at 82 years old. They are not happy down in Dallas. They are celebrating in Green Bay as Micah Parsons goes there and elevates them to a division favorite or co-favorite, a Super Bowl contender. And we want to know how people in Detroit feel about it. 248-539-9797. We've got TJ next up. You're on 97.1.
What's going on, boys? I tell you what. This doesn't change anything for me. We're the favorite. We're the better team. We have more weapons. Green Bay has a terrible secondary. Their run defense is going to suck. We've got Jahmyr Gibbs going to line up and be he's going to be McCaffrey Jr. now. We have two great tackles. We're going to chip him off the edge, and we're going to put Gibbs out in behind the linebackers. I'm not worried about those Green Bay Packers. They're a better team than they were day before yesterday. But they're still the second. Let them do all that favorite crap. They can do all that they want to. We know they're going to play that game. But when it comes down to paper, team, on field, off field, on paper, we're better. That's just the bottom line. Aiden Hutchinson, now we know where he's going to get paid, right? I'll sit back and listen, guys.
Yeah, his deal's going to start with a five now, $50 million plus
per season. 4 years, yeah. 200 plus.
And I've seen people say, well, this is a double whammy because now you got to deal with Parsons and they raise the bar for Aiden. This was going to happen whether it was in Green Bay or Dallas or another city.
Yeah, if he was going to sign a contract like this in Dallas or wherever else he went.
And I've seen people say, well, why didn't the Lions get the deal done with Aiden sooner to avoid this? Aiden has an agent. They're not stupid. They were going to wait for this so that they could top it, and they will. And now we know the price for Aiden because there's going to be no other big edge deals done before Aiden Hutchinson.
No, they're all done.
And the market is $47 million for Parsons, Aiden, 5-0, give or take. 248-539-9797. Dave, you're next up.
Hey, what's up, guys? Go Blue.
Go Blue.
Yep. But anyways, I'm not worried about Parsons at all. He averaged 12 sacks a year, and we played him. He did nothing against us. I think Green Bay way overpaid for them, and they flush their future draft picks right down the toilet. So, go Lions, honestly.
Were these the
I'm
calls?
Not worried about it at all.
Mm-hmm. Dave, appreciate it. Were these the calls you were hearing yesterday when you tuned in live?
It was. You can feel however you want.
Of course.
And we'll get our first experience next Sunday.
It's going to be right in our face. And that game, by the way, the takeaways are going to be extreme one way or the other, probably too extreme. But brace yourself for it because it's game one in Green Bay against Parsons.
You mean we might have an overreaction out of it?
Of course there will be. Hold on. I want to poke what he just said. He goes, well, we've played Parsons and he's not really a factor. Parsons has played two games in his career against the Detroit Lions. Mm-hmm. He has two career sacks against the Detroit Lions.
And I've said this before, I'll take Penei Sewell in that matchup. That to me, Penei Sewell as an offensive tackle, greater than Parsons as an edge rusher.
Here you go.
And let's just say he lines up over Penei Sewell 75 plays a game. And I experienced it, where you could dominate somebody for 74 of those 75 plays. And it's that one. It just takes that one, and then everything else you did, you could say it's fair, it's unfair, it's the way of the world. If he makes one play, one sack fumble, if it's third and eight in the fourth quarter, and you've got to have a first down, if he affects the situation, now all of a sudden everybody's looking and going, Penei Sewell, maybe not as good as we thought.
Well, it's not even that.
That's the perception. But that's the impact of that position. Step two of that equation.
Here you go.
Not all 75 of those plays are going to be played against Penei Sewell.
Right.
There's going to be plays against the guard, against the center, against the left guard, and a heck of a lot against left tackle. And if you're saying Taylor Decker against Micah Parsons, I'll take Micah Parsons in that situation.
Yeah, again, they're going to have
the flexibility.
It's not a slam
on. No. I am not slamming Taylor Decker.
No, but this guy tried to minimize 12 sacks for Parsons. The guy's a double-digit sack machine every single year. He's a force to be reckoned with. The way we talk about Aiden Hutchinson, and deservedly so, Aiden's one of these A-level pass rusher game changers. Parsons is also on that same level. And John, for everybody downplaying this, if we saw the deal happen for our team, we would be going, he's only 12 sacks a year. We overpaid. We'd be plotting the spots for your lawn chairs down Woodward. Mm-hmm. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Heather with the news.
I don't think I mentioned this yet, but the Powerball jackpot has spiked to $950 million. The cash option is $428.9 million. So if you're going to play, haven't yet, you might want to get a ticket. The next drawing is Saturday night, August 30th. It's the sixth largest jackpot ever. And if you do win, you want to make sure you sign your ticket. It gives you like ownership of it. And then make sure you store it in a safe spot, right? Don't lose that ticket.
If you cash that sucker in immediately.
Well, no, they say don't do that yet. Next, after you sign it and store it, is go and consult an estate planning lawyer and a financial advisor. Don't go and get your hands on, take some steps first before you go and get all this money. Make sure you've decided the right step. Do you want the lump sum or do you want the, annual
payout? The payout, yeah. What is the annual payout? Do you know?
Discuss that. Yeah, I think I can find it. I was looking at it here. Okay. But
what would you do, John?
No, it doesn't actually say.
Well, so I guess this is why you would want to consult a lawyer. Is the annual payout only for your life? Or is it paid out for 30 years to you and your spouse?
Beneficiary.
It says 29 years. It says the
you get one
that
now
option,
and then 29, yeah.
Is paid over 29 years with an initial payment, then 29 annual payments increasing by 5% each year.
Okay. And you get more of a payout and it comes repeatedly over the next.
So that's something you want to figure out probably with the people you hire and you go talk to. Then you go. And they also say, hey, you might not actually want to tell anyone. Well, obviously, close family and friends are going to know when you start spending lavishly and driving a nice car and buying vacation homes or moving to wherever you move. Really, you don't want to spread the news too quickly. So just prepare yourself for this weekend when you win, right?
Hey, where did Jansen go? Yeah. What happened to him?
Just disappear quietly.
Vanished.
Yep. Uh-huh. Four stolen car suspects were arrested after a pursuit that ended in a crash, followed by a foot chase in Rochester Hills on Thursday morning. It all started when a group of men in their 20s from Detroit were caught breaking into parked cars. Police obviously saw this, tried to pull them over, but the suspects fled. Eventually, the driver lost control of the vehicle. This was near Livernois and Avon Road. Suspects fled on foot, but were eventually arrested after police used drones and canine units for help. So it was a team effort, but these guys are off the streets. Hey, Mackinac Island is a top destination. It draws over 1 million visitors per year. And while there's still plenty of time to go and visit, you may want to get your trip booked sooner rather than later. Obviously, the weather is changing. The tourism season typically lasts through October. But some businesses might reduce their hours or close completely before Halloween. So before that, they say Halloween weekend. For them, it's the 24th through the 26th. It's basically the last hurrah. Yeah. The Grand Hotel closes the weekend of the 26th and the 27th. So that's basically it. The horses, they're ferried off the island. They get to go vacation inland. And there's still lots of events going on, though. There's runs, races, the Mackinac Island Fall Fudge Festival, Halloween. So a bunch of stuff still going on.
There's all those events are great. And when I lived up there, the best time, in my opinion, to go is the last 2 weeks of September or the first couple weeks of October, because you get fall color.
Yes.
and the crowds aren't what they are in the middle of summer. It's much quieter. It's mm-hmm. more laid back. Everything is still open, and there are some great events that happen. So make your plans.
Next year, I think, will be our year to take the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to. We just didn't have time this year. With Mackinac on the mind, this year's annual bridge walk takes place on Labor Day. Also something I think I would be interested in doing once in my life.
I've done the run, the Memorial Day run.
Yeah.
Across the bridge. Well, it's fun.
You can you can run here if you'd like to run or just walk or whatever you'd like to do. It starts at 7 a.m. You can start at either side, St. Ignace or Mackinac City. It's closed to traffic, so beware if you're traveling. 6:30 to noon, it will be closed. If you want to make the round trip,
They're back.
It's 10 miles, so be prepared. You don't need to register. You just show up, but you got to make sure you have your own transportation. They're not going to shuttle you back to the other side if you don't make it. You can bring strollers, wheelchairs, but you cannot bring signs, banners, umbrellas, bicycles, roller skates, skateboards, or wagons. So,
Okay. So,
plan accordingly.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to pull the kids across the bridge anyway.
Nope. I don't think so. Not yet.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, the Cookie Jar Labor Day weekend edition. 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Detroit? It's your girl, Heather, and I'm always looking for ways to stay on top of my game. Well, listen, you know how much I rely on my phone for everything. That's why I gotta tell you about this insane deal from Verizon that'll help you be your best self, too. We're talking a low price on the best 5G in Detroit. Seriously, whether I'm blasting my favorite tracks on the morning commute or snagging those last-minute tickets to the hottest new flick, check this out. You can switch today and pay just $50 a month for a single line. You heard me right, $50 a month for the best 5G in Detroit when you bring your own phone on the unlimited welcome plan with autopay plus taxes and fees. That's a no-brainer, people. Visit your nearest Detroit Verizon store today to lock in this incredible deal. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds, rankings based on Root Metrics Root Score Report dated 2H2024. Your results may vary. Additional terms apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Taking a little pit stop break from the Parsons talk and some of the college football festivities. For the Cookie Jar, it's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Question one, Labor Day weekend. Is it an out-of-town weekend or a stay-home weekend?
Well, for me, it's always been a stay-home weekend. It's coaches have always said, well, we're going to have practice, coach. It's Labor Day. We labor on Labor Day. And it's the same weekend. Like, it's I'm working on Saturday. So it, for me, it's by work choice, it's a stay-at-home weekend. Now, I do think it is, if you're going to go out of town, it's a great time for a guy's trip.
It's funny. I think it's definitely a stay-at-home weekend. It's basically like wrapping up your summer. It's right before the kids go back to school. It's all about family, barbecue. If it's nice enough, hopefully being outside. I mean, it should be nice enough. It might be a little chilly, but yeah, you stay home.
Stay home, watch football.
Yeah.
Bingo. Nothing else to add.
Welcome back, college football.
Mm-hmm.
Stay home.
All weekend long, every day.
Back to school. How did you get to school when you were growing up?
I walked.
Uphill in the snow?
No. Both ways. No, actually on the way to Shalm Elementary School in Clawson, it was downhill, which means the way home is uphill. Getting to, it's the same thing. I walked to middle school, walked to high school. Now, you know, every once in a while, yeah, okay, mom, dad, drop you off. But for the most part, it was all walk to for me.
In elementary school, the first elementary school I went to, I walked. Then when we moved, it was bus. And then it was bus for the most part until I got, you know, 16 and my friends were driving or I had a car. Then we drove to school.
Right. Well, it was a bigger city for you. Like terms of, yeah.
I couldn't walk. Yeah,
but Clawson's not that big.
Yeah.
Elementary school up through middle school was the bus. However, I had the great advantage of a brother who is two grades ahead of me.
Mm.
So in my freshman and sophomore years, he could drive me to school. Yeah. And then by the time he had graduated, I could drive myself.
I was always a bus kid until like high school, like you guys said. I'm amazed now by how many kids get dropped off and picked up at school.
Yeah.
Like the lines of cars at the schools. Like occasionally we have to do it for an orthodontist appointment or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I know some people live out of district and that's the reason, but I also think it's kind of, ooh, can't let the kids get on the bus.
Oh, yeah. Or can't let them walk. Like that's the one. And I understand the world has changed, but is there a more competitive environment than the pickup and drop off line at school? It's unbelievable. I was on the phone with Jake Long the other day, and he was going to pick up his kids, and literally when he got there, he's like, I got to go. I got to focus.
I rode the bus until I got my driver's license. When should pumpkin spice products begin to be sold?
I know that the PSL, the pumpkin spice lattes, came out. Was it Monday?
I think they're out, I
got a text from Lucy that it was pumpkin spice latte day at
Starbucks.
Yeah, Starbucks. Yeah, they can sell them all year. I don't care. I don't drink them. Okay. Makes no difference to me.
I don't drink them either. But September 1st is the day my house switches to fall. All of like the spring decor goes away, and the pumpkins come out. So I would say September 1st.
Okay, Labor Day weekend.
Look, if it's a good flavor, I mean, are we only allowed to sell mint flavored things for a certain time of the year?
Never. Only St. Patrick's Day. Huh?
It is not exclusive to a certain time of the year, but if you're saying what is pumpkin spice season, I would say Act 1.
Got to wait till October.
Yeah, I'd say close to that. Like Greg said, first day of fall, which is late September. It's just too early. Everything's shoved down our throats so soon. And I'm not a pumpkin spice guy. I'm a spicy garlic guy.
It's well documented, Tom. So fall technically starts September 22nd this year. Mm-hmm. Fall unofficially starts post Labor Day. So that's when pumpkin spice should start. Dropping dog poop in the neighbor's trash can, is it fair or foul behavior?
Neighbors or neighborhood?
Neighborhood.
Okay, neighborhood trash can. So like at the park?
You're out walking near your home, but you're not going to take it all the way home. You drop it in their garbage can. Fair or foul?
Well, so I'm not going to drop it in a neighbor's trash can. If I am going to pick it up in the poop bag, and if I'm at the park, then I'll drop it there.
That's
I think that's
different.
Fine. Yeah, I'm not going to drop it in a neighbor's trash can though.
Yeah, no, dropping the dog poop in a neighbor's trash can is you don't do it. You just I think that's it's you carry it with you and you put it in your own trash can. It's your dog's poop. You take care of it. We do have an issue in our neighborhood where people aren't they pick up their dog's poop in the bag and then they leave it on a curb.
Right, I don't understand
me
that.
Neither.
That is so stupid.
And we get, you know, our Facebook messages and our
neighborhood
group.
Oh, neighborhood. Ooh, nasty, yeah. Did you
pick
see who did this?
Pick up your dog poop. Yeah. We don't know who did it, but somebody's doing it. No, take it home and put it in your own trash can.
Yeah, look at the Ring doorbell camera footage and go get them.
Yeah, so I was under the impression that this was dropping it off in a neighbor's trash can, like it happens to be a trash day. So if it's a communal trash place,
trash receptacle,
I think that's okay. However, I will say this. From the homeowner, if someone had dropped their dog poop in my trash can, I would be okay with it. However, I would not expect that kind of reaction necessarily if I were to drop it into a neighbor's trash can. So I would choose not to. I don't know how they would react. I would not to.
Here's the other thing about that is if you drop it in, like you got to put it in one of the bags.
Oh, yeah.
Because if like our trash, they come and they actually pick up the bags out. They don't actually pick up the can and dump it in. So it might not get picked up if it falls to the bottom.
Yeah. Or if you're Snoop Dogg, you got to drop it while it's hot.
Tom?
No way in a neighborhood, yes, at the park, yeah. Like John said. But it does have to be picked up routinely. Like if you've got that trash can that always is kind of overflowing at the park and it's not taken care of, don't put it there because you're just going to add, it's going to stink up the park.
It smells.
I was shocked that this was such a hotly debated thing. That's why I put it in. I would think any garbage can that's sitting out is a trash receptacle, put your dog poop in.
Of course you would.
Now, do you dump the litter box and put it in the neighbors?
No, Tom. Next question. Big noon kickoff or college game day? What's your household going to be watching?
Oh, forever it's college game day. First of all, it starts earlier. And I don't need more Urban Meyer.
Who knows?
Do you have a preference?
I don't
know. Does Colin have a preference?
I don't think so.
Okay. Greg?
Bagel, coffee, college game day.
Yeah.
Clocks, big noon.
Mm-hmm.
Be a little controversial here. I have moved towards Big Noon Kickoff. I think it's a better quality show, and game day has become a big gimmick where nobody says anything anymore. I mean, Kirby and Desmond are so guarded. It's like,
how dare I say something to offend somebody?
Yeah, but something about Reese Davis's voice to kick off a Saturday. I like the Nick Saban edition. And while I don't consider myself a huge Pat McAfee guy, I like the rabble rousing. He's entertaining. And where they have the field goal kicking contest, that's fun. And even Herbie gets in and makes fun of the college kids.
I will say this. I wish Fowler was still on game day. Reese Davis isn't the same, and Fowler's not a good announcer in my mind.
Tom Ellicott, noted Dave Portnoy fan, will be making the switch to Big Noon. How do you feel about it?
I like it. Okay. Bring it.
All right. A little spicy.
Well, it's just it's their counter to McAfee.
All right, last one. It's a tailgate pick two. Pick two, leave two. Booze, grilling, yard games, and we'll go electronics, which would be your TVs or your music. You can only pick two, you gotta leave two.
This one's super easy. It's grilling and TV. I'm not a big fan of the music, but I'll take being able to watch College Game Day or some of the other college games while I'm tailgating before or after.
Heather?
Definitely booze and grilling, even though I don't really eat the grilling. I like the atmosphere and the smells.
Yeah, but if you wouldn't booze so much, you might actually make it to the game.
Nah, it's overrated.
Great men think alike, John.
Yes.
Grilling and TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with John and Greg, and just, hey, add in the music here. If you're at a barbecue, music's always good in the background. It's can get a little sterile at times when you don't have something there.
The issue is that people, volume control
is key.
If
you have a common sense, it's just kind of light in the background. You know, even that's the one time I'm not a big country music guy. I don't mind it in that setting.
You guys are going to have dry tailgates. I'm doing booze and I'm doing grilling. Those are the 1A, 1B. And I hate that I can't have the TV, but you got to make tough calls in life. That's the cookie jar. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. It's 97.1.
Hey, if you're going with booze, I'll tell you what you need to have. That's an all-day IPA from Founders Brewing Company, because Founders Brewing Company has been making high-quality beers right here in Michigan for over 25 years. With a focus on using the highest quality ingredients, you can always count on Founders to deliver extraordinary quality in everything they release. With that dedication in mind, their all-day IPA is crafted for every and any moment. It's easy drinking, refreshing, and flavorful. All-day IPA is the kind of IPA that's never out of place. We already mentioned it. It's perfect for tailgates, especially in the fall. Grilling, hitting the beach, kicking back. You're on the boat. You're out at hunt camp. It's all great. Smooth, full of flavor, and endlessly crushable. It goes where the good times are. Look for All-Day IPA at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
Blockbuster move in the NFL. Micah Parsons coming to the NFC North. He'll be a Green Bay Packer. Two firsts and Kenny Clark gets it done. We want to know your reaction to the deal. Packers listed as the betting favorite in the NFC North. Do you agree with that? How do you feel about Brad Holmes today? 248-539-9797. John, let's get into it.
I'm disappointed that, not necessarily that he's not with the Lions. Obviously, if you could do this deal and be able to sign him and Aiden Hutchinson and Goff and Jameer, like go down the list, right? You want it to happen for your team. I understand why it didn't. I'm just disappointed that he was traded in division. And it's in division right now where we have an extra roster spot that we're not using to make that position. You're not going to go out and get Micah Parsons. You're not going to go out and get Max Crosby or Myles Garrett or Hendrickson from Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. But there are options out there to make yourself better. I think that's it's a compounding factor where you have a weakness, or at least a perceived weakness, and you're not doing anything to make it better, and you got a spot for it. And then somebody else goes out there and does what you always wanted them to do.
It's a shot across the bow of Brad Holmes, who said, do they talk about this in other markets? Yes. And they actually act on it. In Green Bay, Wisconsin, they're going to have bookend pass rushers. Rashawn Gary, more than a year removed from the ACL injury, is going to look really good opposite Micah Parsons, who becomes Reggie White 2.0, a future Hall of Famer game wrecker that you're going to face twice a year. We were told, why would you need two edges?
He's not Reggie White. He's going to be a game wrecker, but he's not Reggie White.
Okay. John, he's future
he's
Hall
really
of Famer.
Good.
He's very good.
Yeah, first ballot.
Arguably the best defensive player in the NFL. He's the betting favorite to win Defensive Player of the Year. For our Aiden, they got their Aiden now in Micah Parsons. It's a big deal, and it's game on. I'm not conceding the division here on August 29th. I still would pick the Lions to win this division. Call me a homer. But I'm looking at Green Bay, and I'm looking at them eye level now. They're no longer in the rearview mirror. They were bold. They were aggressive. And look, don't back down from the fight. Bring it on. But John, this is the move we wanted Detroit to make. And Detroit could have made this deal. It would have come at a cost. It would have meant in 2027 you can't keep everybody. But it kind of irks me that that's the bigger priority than winning the effing Super Bowl. Green Bay is all in and Detroit isn't. It may blow up in their face, but it won't be for a lack of trying. And if Detroit doesn't win a Super Bowl, what are we just trying to win 12 games every year and be in the mix? At what point will they push their chips in? Because if you don't, every year somebody else will. Someone will be more desperate than you. And you don't want to have a run kind of like we had with the Tigers a decade ago, where you have all the stars, you have all the Hall of Famers, you have arguably the best roster, and you have no titles to show for it.
So I know that Brad Holmes came out and said yesterday that they're not discussing things with Za'Darius Smith. I think as soon as that news breaks, I would think he'd pick up the phone, because if you could have a comparable situation, you're not going to be on the same level. And you could, I'm not going to sit there and argue Aiden Hutchinson versus Micah Parsons. Pros and cons, right?
Sure.
But you would have... You'd have two guys that are the favorites to win Defensive Player of the Year.
On the same defense?
No. I'm not talking about same defense. I'm just talking about comparing Green Bay's defense with the defense that Detroit has. So that's a wash. Rashawn Gary, and if you make the call to Za'Darius Smith, Rashawn Gary is, at this point, better than Za'Darius. But you would at least be somewhat comparable. And then you start thinking about, okay, how can your defense be better than Green Bay's defense? Now, defenses aren't going to play against each other, but you would have a weakness for Green Bay in the secondary.
Yes.
And I'm viewing the secondary for Detroit, as it's constructed right now and healthy, would be an advantage.
Detroit's secondary is better. They have Xavier McKinney. Yes. We have two Xavier McKinneys. We have
two
very good safeties.
So if you're a little bit less up front, but you're greater on the back end.
Call it a push.
And so defense
And I may prefer a front, but let's just call it a push.
From the back end.
Yes, a push from the back end, John.
All right. So that's where I think Brad Holmes has to make a decision, has to go out there and do something, because you are competing in the same division with the Green Bay Packers. Not breaking news.
No. But you had them as maybe the third team in the division.
I did. They're no longer the third team. They're the second team. They're going to get after J.J. McCarthy.
And they're going to get after Jared Goff.
Yes, they are.
248-539-9797. You're right. It's everything at once. It's the comments from Holmes earlier in the day, like, we're not even talking to Za'Darius. And then to see Green Bay go, oh, that's cute. We're all in. You know, Rod Wood told the midday show that the Lions are all in. All in means we're going to burn our future to win today. Brad Holmes is not all in.
Well,
that's all in. All in is I'm going to burn my future to win today. I'm going to light draft picks on fire. My cap's going to be a mess in 2 years. I don't care. That's all in.
But I think you can do both. And Za'Darius allows you to do both.
It makes you
don't have to burn the future to sign Za'Darius Smith right now. And I don't know what the holdup is. I don't know Za'Darius. There has been nothing that came out at the end of last year that says he was an issue in the locker room, that there is, that he's a diva. I've heard this where people say, well, he's holding out. He's not in training camp. Dan Campbell doesn't want somebody that doesn't want to be in training camp.
He's on a tropical island.
BS. When they traded for Za'Darius, they needed hit that impact right away. What did they allow him to do? Take a week off.
Yep.
Because he didn't have a bye week.
It's a good memory. Yeah.
So take the week off. Enjoy yourself. Go visit family. Go have a vacation. When you come back, be ready to go. Same thing here. Hey, training camp, you're a vet. You have proven that you know how to get ready for the season.
John, I'm with you, but I think we just have to accept the reality that it might not be Za'Darius. It might be Brad. He said there were no recent or ongoing talks with Za'Darius. That's them saying we're hitting disconnect on the phone line. It's not in our plans. Doesn't mean it couldn't happen, but he's not actively trying to make that deal happen right now. 248-539-9797. Dallas is on fire today. They're livid. Green Bay is celebrating today.
If you know a Dallas fan, whether they live locally here, because there are those,
I know,
outliers.
They live among us.
Or if you have friends in the Dallas area, you might want to call somebody to do a well check. If they're a fan of Dallas sports, call in and just check in on them. You can give them a hard time later because they have just lost one of the top under 25 in Luka Doncic to the Lakers. And now they have lost Micah Parsons, a first ballot Hall of Famer. And we're only talking 4 years into a career here. That, like, just out of love and respect, well check.
Oh, no, you give them a hard time. You make fun of them.
Give them a hard time.
That's what sports are.
Give them a little well check. Just find out if they're okay and then bury them.
Okay, mental health is important. I'm not going to make fun of that. My favorite reaction to the Cowboy stuff was the tweet, heartbreaking, and it's a black and white photo of Jerry Jones, and I'm thinking, oh no. And it says, heartbreaking, Cowboy owner and GM Jerry Jones found alive in his home at 82 years old. Devastating news for Dallas fans. They are livid. Green Bay celebrating. We want to know what Detroit's feeling today. Because, John, you heard a little bit of the live reaction on the station yesterday, and there was a lot of defense mechanisms and coping mechanisms, and it's going to be okay. It's okay to acknowledge Green Bay is looking you in the eyes, that this is going to be a street fight just to win the division. They are now equals in terms of the odds to win the Super Bowl. That's another team in a crowded field that could win the championship this year. So Lions fans, tell us your thoughts on Parsons, on Brad Holmes, on all of it. It's 97.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.